Back now to one of the top legislative priorities for the next few weeks, creating a new Department of Homeland Security. The bill stalled in the Senate before the election because Democrats and Republicans disagreed about how much power the president should have over the new department's 170,000 employees. It now appears that a compromise has been reached that could pass both the House and Senate in the next couple of weeks. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
President Bush has made it clear that creating the new Homeland Security Agency is a top priority, and with the elections over, he wants it done now. He pressed the point again today during a visit to an emergency operations center in the District of Columbia.
The single most important business before Congress is the creation of a Department of Homeland Security. I'm certain members of the Senate and the House have got all kinds of agendas they'd like to discuss. The single most important one is to get this bill done.
The need to move quickly has been heightened by the prospect of war with Iraq in the near future, which officials fear will increase the risk of another terrorist attack. The White House has been negotiating with lawmakers in recent days on a possible compromise, and today that compromise appeared to attract enough Senate support to pass. House leaders say they also expect to take up the compromise plan as early as tomorrow. The proposal basically gives the president almost everything he wants. He would be able to waive collective bargaining rights for workers in the new department if he felt it was necessary for national security. He'd also have flexibility over hiring, firing, and moving workers around in the new department, although unions would have 30 days to review the changes, and they could also ask for federal mediation before they go into effect. President Bush has said such flexibility is crucial for making the department work.
I must be able, and future presidents must be able, to move people and resources where they're needed, and to do it quickly, without being forced to comply with a thick book of rules.
Federal employee unions and their Democratic allies have argued that the president already has the flexibility he needs and that workers have a right to civil service protection. The debate over this issue held up the legislation for most of September and October, but the dynamics changed with last week's election. Not only did Republicans win control of the Senate, but two Senate Democrats lost races in which their Republican opponents criticized their opposition to the president's Homeland Security bill. Another Democrat, Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, faces a runoff election in December, and Republicans have made clear they'll use the issue against her, too, if she opposes the president. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says Democrats have always wanted the new department, but he does not support the compromise. On NBC's Meet the Press earlier this week, he accused Republicans of blocking passage before the election so they could blame the Democrats.
There were all kinds of political games being played. Now we've got to get the job done. Now the game should be over. Let's see if we can achieve what we have wanted to do ever since last July when we passed the bill in the first place.
Senate passage was all but assured with the decision this afternoon by three key senators, Democrats John Breaux of Louisiana and Ben Nelson of Nebraska, and Republican Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, to support the compromise plan. Federal employee unions, though, are still very much opposed. Bobby Harnage is now National President of the American Federation of Government Employees.
They may be looking at it that the only way to go to get anything out of it is a compromise, but I'm not of that mindset. And like I said, our focus and our position hasn't changed, and the fact that there's a few more Republicans in the Senate hasn't changed. What was right yesterday is right today.
But what has changed is the sense that the president will now get what he wants. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.